Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Offside Shenanigans. Today we'll be going over wild card week games and the
playoffs.
Yeah. Oh man, the Mike Tomlin situation. Forgot about that for a second. He's done, at least for now. I know, it's insane.
He got fired.
He just didn't want to do this anymore.
I know better. Yeah.
I mean, I did not see that coming at
all. I did.
You did?
We talked about that.
You thought he would just didn't want to coach for 1 year, at least 1 year.
Did I think that part was possible? Yeah. Did I think it was as likely? No. But leaving Pittsburgh, yes, I truly thought that was a strong possibility.
I know the leaving Pittsburgh, but the possible just taking a break from football in general, I was surprised about.
I am surprised about.
1 year of Rodgers was just too much. It was a joke. I had to throw that in there, though.
I think that the two of them enjoyed their year.
Yeah. I'm guessing Rodgers is done after this year.
I would be shocked if Rodgers comes back now with Tomlin gone.
Yeah.
That would just shock me at this point. He only signed a one-year deal, wasn't it?
I think so. And it wasn't even too much either. But, yeah, I mean, we'll see how that situation goes. We won't know. Well, we probably won't know this year or this offseason. Maybe not even into next year. Probably be next offseason if we find out if he wants to come back or not.
Yeah, I mean,
coach at all.
Maybe somebody offers him a ton of money and he decides, yeah, let's do this. But I don't think a report like that comes out about him wanting to just take some time unless that's what's going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, just crazy. But the games from this last weekend, we had some crazy football games. Rams-Carolina, that game was crazy. Like, who would have thought the Panthers would have been up going into the fourth? Yeah.
I mean, I told you that I wouldn't have been shocked.
Yeah. I mean, the Rams were killing them at first. I was like, oh, this is going to be, they're getting slaughtered. It's over. It's over before it even got started.
I thought it would be a lower scoring game. I did not anticipate 65 points.
Yeah.
This was a really good game. Yeah.
Jalen Coker played great.
Bryce Young did not play a bad game.
No, he did not.
In fact, I'll say Bryce Young played a pretty good game.
Yeah.
He had a touchdown run, touchdown pass, his obligatory pick. It seems like he just has to throw a pick at some point.
Yeah.
Now, is Jalen Coker good enough to be a good number two for a perennial playoff team?
Yeah.
I'm not sure that these guys are perennial playoffs yet. I'm just saying. But,
I think Jalen Coker's really good. I think so.
What happened to Rico Dowdle, man?
I don't know. I mean, it's definitely weird.
They got Johnson Brooks coming back, hopefully.
It's weird. I don't know what's going on. Maybe he just showed out because teams were not prepared for him, I'm guessing, and were trying to game plan for just Hubbard, and he just exploded those couple games, and now that they're game planning for him, it's just falling off big time. I have no idea.
I like the makings of what they have right now, though.
Yeah.
The defense is legit.
Mm-hmm.
I get that they just gave up 35 points in a playoff game and everything. But, that defense has been really good. Can they use more? For sure. But, they have good, solid pieces to build around and keep building.
Yeah.
Is this kind of the turning of the tide? Are the Bucs on the way down? Is Carolina and Atlanta on the way up? Man, it sure would be nice to see Atlanta finally put it all together.
Yeah.
I mean, they all finished with the same record.
Mm-hmm.
Carolina, I wasn't shocked that Carolina stayed close to the Rams. One, I don't think the Rams are as good as what they looked like earlier.
Yeah. which hopefully that goes into next week.
But two, I don't think Carolina is as bad as everybody expected them to be because they were 8-9. But the problem with that team is that they have been, like, they've got to find some consistency. And that's Dave Canales' next challenge, is getting this team to be consistent and win and get to 10-11 wins at least.
Yeah. I mean, they definitely have a lot of potential. And it's, I mean, that's just, it's awesome that they have as much potential as they have. Because I, for one, I did not think they were going to be any good this season. And they showed that they can play some really good football. I mean, they should definitely be excited for next year. I wonder what they'll draft with that first round pick that they have. If I were to guess, it's probably going to be offensive line or maybe a
major pass rusher.
Yeah, definitely going to be an interesting draft. Corner. A second one doesn't hurt.
You're not wrong. But what helps your cornerbacks the best? A pass rush. Consistent
pass rush, yeah.
And I think they could use it.
Yeah, that ended up being a great game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but Bears, Green Bay. I mean, that was a great game. Huge game for the Bears. I mean, I checked out after the third quarter. I was done. I was mad.
Listen, everybody. I was so apprehensive or whatever that he wouldn't even respond to his uncle, who tried to FaceTime him before the game started.
I thought you were going to jinx it.
And I didn't even get like a, hey, I'd rather not talk or nothing. Like, nothing.
I didn't even notice you called me.
Bullcrap.
I didn't have my phone, I don't think. I don't remember. I don't know. I was just downstairs on the couch.
So you stopped watching the game?
Third quarter, yeah. And then I think the Bears were in the red zone, so I went back down to watch it. So I watched that. I watched them score. And then I saw Green Bay score, so I stopped watching it again. Then I saw the Bears were in the red zone again, so I went back down, watched that. Then I saw the Bears. I think this was like, I think that's when they took over after that score. And then, I don't know, it's some sort of sequence. I stopped watching the game like two or three times.
Did Brian give you a hard time for me, at least?
No.
He didn't?
No, but.
This is why you didn't talk to me.
I mean, that game had me real upset for a while, and then they scored, took over with that minute 30 left, and I'm watching the game. Then they got that. They had them on fourth down, and then was it Matthew Golden had that like 30 or 40 yard catch?
Yeah.
I mean, the defense got to figure something out for next week because, I mean, I don't think Puka and Devontae are going to do a lot worse than that.
I mean, they kept targeting Kyler.
Kyler's definitely not healthy.
He did finally shut down at the end. Like, not he didn't shut down. He made some nice plays at the end.
Yeah.
You know what
it's
I mean?
It's just, Yeah, he's definitely not healthy. Hopefully he's healthier next week. They're probably not going to work him hard in practice for the week. But, I mean, you could just tell he was not like his normal self.
If Mumfield and Atwell are like the 3-4 probably for the Rams, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, they're good. They're talented. But I don't think they're as talented as like the 3-4.
Golden and Dobbs.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, hopefully he'll have a little easier time, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was a great comeback.
But, yeah. I mean, some of those plays by Caleb, Rome, and DJ, and Colston Loveland had an amazing game. He's now holds the second most receiving games by rookie tight end in a playoff game.
Colston Loveland is a stud.
Yep. And, I mean, he could set the record for most receiving yards in a postseason by a rookie tight end. I don't think he needs that many more.
So when Loveland was picked by the Bears, a whole lot of people booed. And I mean, it was in Green Bay, so that's a little different too. But yeah. Like, there was a whole lot of Bear fans who came out, what the hell are we doing? They didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
Agree?
Yeah.
I mean,
I was a little upset. I mean, I was hoping we would get a defensive player, but
But people were upset it was a title war.
See, I didn't understand that one.
Why they were upset about that?
I was more upset that, yeah.
And I think Tyler Warren is probably the better all-around
one.
I think he's a better overall player. But I think that Colston Loveland fits what the Bears need more. than Tyler Ward.
Yeah.
Part of that is because they already had Cole Kmet, who is like a poor man's Tyler Ward. And I'm not trying to slight Cole Kmet by any means. He's not, like, he's really good. He's just not Tyler Ward.
Yeah.
But he is a more complete back. Colson's not.
Yeah. I think, like,
or
comparing.
Not tight end.
I think comparing wise, I'd say Cole Kmet's more like Travis Kelce. And Warren's more like Kittle. If we were to compare him to, like, veterans, Kelce's a lot more of, like, more primarily a receiver, not the best blocker.
So you mean Loveland is more like Kelce?
Yes. Okay. Is that what I said?
You said Kmet.
Oh, that one. My bad. But
because I'd
Loveland's
say
more like
Kmet
Kelce
is more like the other two.
Yeah.
That. Yeah.
And I think that's what the Bears were trying to get, was more like a Kelce
type
player.
Because I don't think, because a whole lot of people thought, oh, that's it for Kmet. And I don't think that was ever Ben Johnson's plan. He wants both of them.
Mm-hmm.
And he should. Cole Kmet is a very underrated player. But Colson Loveland is special with the receiver.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I mean, I don't know. It's like having four receivers out there.
Yeah.
And that's awesome. Four great receivers, I'd say. I mean, all Luther Burden's definitely got some growing pains.
Burden, Odunze, and Loveland are all growing with Caleb Williams.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to make for some really special times for Chicago Bear fans.
Yeah.
The Bear fans have been here before, made the playoffs, and then they suck for three or four years at least.
Yeah. Hopefully they can change that.
I don't
think
that's the case anymore.
I'm hoping not.
I'm really curious to see what happens with this is a really good division.
Yeah.
For like,
especially if like the Vikings can get like a quarterback that plays consistently well.
I think they have the best head coach in the division, full of four really good head coaches.
Yeah.
And I think LaFleur is the worst one of them all. But he's still really, like, if Matt LaFleur had gotten fired, he would have gone right below Harbaugh on the available head coach candidates.
Yeah.
He would have gotten another job. I advocated for it because I don't think that he's consistent enough.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think Harbaugh would have been perfect in Green Bay. I know you would have hated that, right?
Yeah, that would have been stupid.
I think he would have been perfect for it. But I get why they're keeping LaFleur. I think Matt LaFleur is a really good coach.
I think
they're
doing
an
extension for him, aren't they?
Keep the pedal. Yeah, that's what they're saying.
Is he supposed to be extended?
I don't think he's going anywhere. Unless they can't come to some kind of agreement, I don't think he's going anywhere. I'll say this. I don't think he coaches next year as a lame duck. They either come to an agreement or he gets let go. One or two.
Yeah.
I think it's the agreement, though.
Yeah. But, I mean, that was a great game.
I was happy for you. Making sure your aunt's not in here. I was happy for you and your dad, or your brother, or Chishi, and your dad. But I was, like, I was pretty disappointed for your aunt, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I was
honestly,
not.
They're coming, duh. But, like, they're coming back, and I'm like, man, they're making this close. I just don't think that they're going to have enough time. And then the Packers scored. And then Packers got that, like, went for that field goal. And he makes this, doesn't matter. And he missed it. And I was like, no way. I felt like Brandon McManus was the reason they lost that game. Also,
oh, he's definitely one of the, he definitely is.
Like, the main reason. But Matt LaFleur was, like, right behind that.
Yeah.
He just continues to take the foot off the gas, and I don't get it.
Yeah.
I saw a lot of people criticizing Love for the way he played in the third quarter. I thought it was the play calling. The play calling was way too conservative too often.
Yeah.
And anytime they did go for a nice play, chunk play, it was predictable because it was third and long, or you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's like, that's not how they got up
the
way they did either.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I don't get why he continually does that. Ben Johnson doesn't do that.
No.
Like, he got a little crazy with some of those fourth downs in the first half.
Yeah.
But at least he kept going for it. You know what
he
I
did.
Mean? Like, there's got to be some kind of balance between those two. They cannot stand each other, though. I know we talked about this after the other two games, but man, That was the coldest handshake yet.
Yeah.
Did you?
He ran away right after.
I sent you the video of Ben Johnson talking about, man, I just hate Green Bay. George and I talked. I effing hate Green Bay.
Yeah.
I was like, Jesus, dude, you just beat him. Calm down. It was funny, though.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
I mean, this is like the most fun I've had being a Bears fan.
It probably is.
I'm hoping it continues because it's fun winning. Now I know how Lions fans were feeling.
It had been far longer for them than it is for the Bears fans.
Yeah, but I mean, when you get hot.
I get what you're saying.
I mean, it's fun. Yeah, it definitely makes it a lot more enjoyable. But, yeah, I'm hoping.
You know what makes it enjoyable? Not having a team and winning. Just enjoying the ride, watching the games.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, but I love football. Oh, man. Buffalo and Jags. That game was pretty good.
That was a really good game.
Mm-hmm. But Buffalo could not run the ball for crap.
No. That Jacksonville defense, even against the pass, they'd catch the ball and they just swarmed them.
Yeah.
There was not a whole lot of yak in that game.
Mm-hmm.
But there were some really cool catches. In fact, the one play that I can remember where there was yak was Keon Coleman, the one catch he had.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Brandon Cooks played well. Shakir was amazing with his 12 catches. I'd like to see more out of Kincaid. Like, I was disappointed with what he did.
Yeah, I mean, it was crazy.
Yeah.
They did lose Tyree Shavers. He played the game with a torn ACL. I think it was like 22 snaps of the team's 34 in the second half.
That's crazy.
I mean, that's a lot of football on a torn ACL.
That's tough, dude.
I don't know how he's able to do that. It's just insane.
Tough dude, man.
Mm-hmm. Parker Washington, I thought he was going to be out when he went into the locker room for the concussion protocol.
Me too, but he came back and got that touchdown for me, baby.
Dude, he killed it. I mean, they tried. They fought. They just came up short.
So, last year, Parker Washington came on with Mac Jones as a quarterback at the latter half of the season.
Yeah.
And so is he, for fantasy-wise, we could consider him the real deal at this point, I think. Don't you?
Yeah.
Like, they've got some really good pass catchers and receivers. But, he's up there with those guys, with Jacoby Myers and Brian Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
And he and Lawrence have a nice connection now.
Yeah, he stepped up huge immensely.
Lawrence trusts him more than Brian Thomas.
Probably. I mean, we've seen it. Brian Thomas has not had a great connection, even last year. Brian Thomas's best games came from Mac Jones. I don't know if that says more about Mac Jones and Trevor Lawrence or about Brian Thomas. I don't know.
I think sometimes
it could be both, possibly.
Yeah. Maybe they haven't put in the work together with it. I'm not sure.
Yeah. But, I mean, just crazy. San Francisco and Philly. I mean, I was hoping that was going to be a higher scoring game, but dude, it sucks that Kittle got. I mean,
I
he tore his Achilles, didn't he?
I love that dude. He tore his Achilles.
He's probably going to be out next year.
At least the vast majority of it, I would think.
Yeah, which sucks because he's
so
much fun to watch.
Mm-hmm. He's fun to watch play. He's fun to listen to. Just he has so much energy. He's so fun. He loves the game, and you can see that. He loves the fans. He just loves it all, man. He's a great dude.
Yeah, sucks that. It just sucks. Hopefully, he's able to come back from it because he's getting up there, too.
So
he's getting up there in age. It sucks, the whole situation.
I think this game is very similar to the Packers and Bears game, where I felt like the Packers lost the game, but the Bears won the game, kind of like it was kind of mixed. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I felt the same way with this. The Niners kind of won the game, but the Eagles kind of lost it too on their own.
Yeah.
Like that was very mixed to me. These first four games were awesome.
Yeah.
The last two were complete duds. But
AJ Brown, what is wrong with that first guy? I mean, he just I'd say he cost him the game. At least one of the factors.
With a couple of those drops.
Yeah. Like you shouldn't be dropping those. And then he walked up on Sirianni. So I don't know what's going on there.
He and Sirianni got into it before he had those drops.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
And he and Sirianni got into it presumably because he had those three targets early on, and then he went like two quarters without anything.
Yeah. It's just, I don't know.
Now, I'm not excusing acting that way. It's not. But we don't know what happened, like who said what or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I think Sirianni is a hothead as well. And he probably spouted off with something, to be honest.
Probably.
But it's very possible that AJ spouted off something. I'll be shocked if he's on that team next year.
Yeah. It's just, I don't know. It's crazy.
This seems
the whole
very,
situation's nuts.
It seems similar to the Diggs-Bills situation from a couple years ago, doesn't it?
Yeah, because I don't remember AJ Brown having these problems in Tennessee.
He didn't.
Even when they were bad.
Yeah, he didn't.
I mean, it's just, I don't know. It just doesn't make sense.
So when I say it seems like Diggs and Bills, I just mean I feel like it's come to a head and I don't see how they can go forward together.
Yeah.
He's not like Diggs as far as he continues to force himself. Like Buffalo was the third team that he forced himself out of.
Yeah.
No, that was the second team, wasn't it?
Did he force himself out of Minnesota?
Minnesota, yeah.
Yeah, it's just, it's insane. Yeah. But
Jalen,
yeah, I don't know.
Jalen Hurts lost that game.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like.
That defense played great.
The offensive coordinator was terrible. Like, he continues to be. He got fired today.
He did? Good.
Christian McCaffrey is just so.
He's
so underappreciated isn't right, because I think he is appreciated. I just think we take for granted what he does sometimes.
Yeah.
That dude is just amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Kyle Juszczyk, man. Four catches. Who would have saw that coming?
Yeah. I mean, they got to get something going. They had to get something going, and that got it going.
Yeah.
I mean, it worked.
So, I felt like that game was just about big plays, because the Philly defense didn't play bad, but they gave up too many big explosive plays.
Yeah, it's crazy. I'm hoping they win next week. Niners.
They play Seattle, right? That's good. I mean, that's Seattle.
That's a good game.
Playing San Francisco back-to-back.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see how that works. You know what I think should do? Because they give the number one seed the lowest seed. They should have the option who they want to play.
Yeah.
Because you know Seattle does not, they would much rather play the Rams than San Francisco right now. Not because they necessarily think the Rams are an easier target, but they didn't just play the Rams.
Yeah. And last time they did, they won.
I mean, they beat San Francisco too, but it is hard to be the same team twice in one season, let alone back to back.
Yeah.
What do you think about that? Like, should the number one seed have the choice of who they want to play?
I don't know. I mean, it'd definitely be cool.
I like that. And I think it keeps things like this from happening when it's in interdivision teams.
But, I mean, yeah.
And should the number two seed get that option as well in the playoffs? Like for the wild
card. In the wild card round?
Yeah.
I mean that I think it'd be pretty cool.
To keep
it makes sense.
I mean, did you really want to play the Packers this last weekend? If you could have played somebody else, wouldn't you rather?
No, I'd rather play the Packers, honestly.
Having played them two of the previous 3 weeks?
Yeah.
I think you're crazy.
I think that would have been good weather. Well, maybe the Rams. I think that would have been good weather to play the Rams in, because it was freezing. And we've seen how bad the Rams play in the cold. They just don't play well in that cold.
I don't know. Just something to think about. We could talk about it more later. Literally just kind of came to me as I was talking. I like the idea.
But yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tell us what you think about that idea.
Chargers and New England.
That was a boring-ass game.
Yeah.
Good defense.
Yeah. Just those offenses could not get anything moving. And that Chargers O-line sucked. Like, that was bad.
I felt for
Justin
Herbert.
Yeah. It's terrible.
The Chargers had 5 sacks, but the Patriots had 6.
That's a whole lot of sacks in one game.
Drake threw a pick. He also had a passing touchdown, though.
Mm-hmm.
To Mr. Henry.
Is Marion Hampton hurt?
I don't know.
He had one rush.
So, like, yeah.
He had to have been, right?
I mean, I'm not sure.
That's so weird.
I don't think he played a ton when he came back overall. Oh, no, he did. My bad. That is weird. It doesn't show him as hurt, though. Jim Harbaugh makes some weird decisions sometimes.
Yeah, that one's stupid if he didn't get hurt.
I don't disagree.
But, I mean.
Herbert ran for his freaking life.
Yeah. Dude did not have any help.
He's going to get slammed all year, though, or all season.
Probably. For not being able to win a playoff game. I mean, I think it's ridiculous, but.
I think for this playoff, that's ridiculous. For before.
That Jaguars one, that one was a little rough.
Yeah.
But
for what happened this year, yeah. I don't think he deserves much hate.
Mm-hmm. But.
Steelers got their butts whooped.
That was bad. Like, that's about as bad as it could have gone for them. I didn't expect it being that bad.
Me either. And, I mean, it looked like a good game in the first half.
Yeah. They got murdered.
I mean, even in the third quarter, it was a solid game. Like, going back and forth, good defense. I mean, Houston's defense scored 14 points. Houston's defense won that game by themselves.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy. Woody played pretty good. Christian Kirk, that one was a surprise. Bet nobody had that one happening.
I mean, nor should they have. He didn't do shit all year.
That was out of nowhere. But, yeah, I mean.
That's a playoff sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Woody played pretty good. Chubb had a decent game. I mean,
that's the best these teams run the ball probably in a minute.
Yeah. I mean, that was some efficient running by them, too.
What wasn't efficient is the overall offense for them.
Yeah.
Like, that's a huge question mark for Houston, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I think that's been a question mark, at least for me.
Agreed. Like, how do we feel about that? Well, I know we'll talk about this more on Thursday's episode, but how do you feel? That's a really great defense, but do you think Drake May can navigate that better than Houston can navigate New England's? I do.
Yeah, I can see that happening.
This is just my early thoughts, but yeah, I mean, I don't think CJ is what everybody wants him to be. I don't dislike CJ Stroud. I think he's a solid quarterback. I don't think he's a superstar quarterback like these other guys.
Yeah, it's crazy. That fall, like his fall off was, I wouldn't even say it's really a fall off, but like that, I guess, drop statistically and all of that after his rookie season is a little crazy. I mean, I get it. Just nobody knew what to expect from him. Now they know what to expect from him, and it's easier to stop something when you know what's coming.
He had an incredibly easy schedule that rookie year, too.
Did he?
Incredibly. And the last 2 years, it's been much harder.
Yeah. Yeah, just, it's crazy. I don't know. But, yeah. I mean, I'm excited for next week, though. I don't know about you.
Oh, yeah. I'm stoked.
Buffalo plays Broncos, don't they?
Yeah. They started off.
Yeah.
Buffalo, Denver, and then the Niners, Seahawks. That'd be a great game, I think.
Yeah.
I think I like the matchups for all four of these games.
Mm-hmm.
I think they'll be fun and exciting to watch.
Yeah.
I don't want to go too far into it. I know we can. But,
yeah, that's next. Yeah. That's next episode.
I was starting to get into it. And I was like, wait, shut up, David.
But yeah, I'm ready.
Did that tell you I'm excited?
A little bit. It's just subtle hint.
Yeah, subtle hint?
Yeah. But yeah.
God, I love football. Playoff football is amazing.
Oh, yeah. And it's not super late at night. That's what's even better about it.
You're such a crybaby.
No, I just don't feel like I'm feeling miserable at work.
It's just like your dad.
But yeah.
I'll be miserable, damn it.
No, I'll just go to sleep.
I know. I fell asleep last night, though.
Yeah.
Before the game even started.
You didn't miss much.
I know.
I did too. I fell asleep early last night.
I wish I'd fallen asleep early. In my bed. I fell asleep in my chair.
Oh, I did in my bed. So that was nice.
You're smarter than me. Paisley wanted to cuddle. Then never did.
Am I right?
Daughters.
But yeah, thank you guys for tuning in. If you guys enjoyed the episode and are watching on any podcast platform, subscribe and leave a review. If you're watching on YouTube, like, subscribe, leave a comment what you guys think.
We love you, George.
Yeah, hopefully he recovers quick, man, because that's real disappointing.
God, poor guy.
Yeah. It sucks.
I love that dude.
Yeah. But yeah, thank you guys.